The latest town hall takeover hit House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer this week.
Let me tell you the facts, friend. Let me tell you the facts. Okay, here, you got a, pencil? You all write them down. Let me tell you the facts.
No, lies.
It's happening in Maryland, Connecticut, Ohio, Missouri, and more. Local conservative groups, often from the anti-tax Tea Party movement, are crashing lawmakers' public appearances and making headlines for it. And maybe this is why. It's a tactic that in the past has worked. What you're hearing is not this week, but 20 years ago. It's an angry crowd of senior citizens lashing out at Democrat Dan Rostenkowski of Illinois. They'd been waiting for him to come speak to them.
When they saw that Dan Rostenkowski was leaving the building, they ran out the door.
Jan Schakowsky organized the group of senior citizens angry about a new program added to Medicare, and so confronting their congressman.
He kind of dashed into the car that was waiting for him out in front, at which point the seniors surrounded the car. There was some pounding and quite a bit of shouting.
Shut up! Let him talk!
One lady named Leona Kozian, wearing pink heart-shaped sunglasses, stood right in front of the car.
The driver moved the car slightly forward, and Leona ended up on the hood of the car, basically. So she and Dan Rostenkowski were like a foot apart from each other, with him gesturing her to go away and her gesturing him to come out.
The scene was broadcast on all the major networks, the snapshot in every paper. And a few months later, the Medicare law was repealed. Now, two decades later, the scene looks a lot like it did then. On Saturday, this crowd ambushed Democrat Lloyd Doggett outside a grocery store in Austin, Texas. Jan Schakowsky, now a Democratic congresswoman from Illinois, says it's different. The goal 20 years ago, she says, was to get the congressman to talk to constituents. Today's conservative protesters?
Their goal is just to silence the conversation. And that's a very different thing.
Right-wing groups are circulating a memo that describes how to shake up Democratic town hall meetings. It does not advocate shutting them down. It does say people should shout, argue, get their voices heard. Political science professor Morris Fiorina is at Stanford. He says these town hall meetings started as a way for the member of Congress to tell constituents what was going on.
But increasingly, I think both the proponents and the opponents of policies have realized they can use these as forms to put pressure on the member to try to show public opinion is on their side, even though there's relatively small numbers of people doing this.
Fiorina says today's protests appear to be from fairly small numbers of people whipped up by the conservative media, like Fox News and Rush Limbaugh.
I'll tell you, these town hall meetings are erupting all over the place. We got audio sound bites from more of them.
And coupled with modern technology, where people can get on their cell phones and use the internet, it's just much easier to mobilize these small, intense constituencies now than would have been the case a generation ago, and especially to get a nationwide response.
So what may have started as a spontaneous outcry has become more of a political strategy. After town hall videos started popping up on YouTube, it didn't take long for the Democratic Party to wade into the fight.
The right-wing extremist Republican base is back.
And the Republicans to lash back.
The Democrats in this country are now dripping with contempt for the public.
Now, desperate Republicans and their well-funded allies are organizing angry mobs.
And the result is the modern form of an all-out August PR war. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.